Listening Library presents A Book of Spirits and Thieves by Morgan Rhodes. Read for you by Scott Aiello. Chapter 1. Crystal.
Be careful where you point that thing, young lady. It'll get you in trouble one day.
The old man Chris had been stalking for 20 minutes glared at her through the lens of her camera. The deep wrinkles she'd found so fascinating now gathered between his eyes as he creased his forehead. She snapped a picture.
Thanks for the advice, she said,
flashing him a grin before she quickly made her escape. It would be a great shot, one of her best yet. Eyes that had seen at least 80 years of life, a face weathered and aged, with 1,000 stories to tell. Definitely portfolio-worthy. Chris passed a bank with a digital clock in the window and winced when she saw the time. Beck is going to kill me, she thought. The last class had let out at 3 o'clock, but because she hadn't gone to school today, she'd completely lost track of time. She could smell spring in the air, finally, after such a long, cold winter. The cool breeze felt fresh and clean and full of possibilities, even beneath the scent of cement and dust and exhaust fumes. It was 5 minutes to 6 when she finally made it to her destination, 5 minutes to closing. The Speckled Muse Bookshop was located on the west edge of the Annex, a Toronto neighborhood adjacent to the U of T campus and the Royal Ontario Museum. Busy streets, a young crowd, thanks to the proximity to the university, lots of restaurants and little independent shops. Chris paused and snapped a shot of the weathered sign out front. She'd taken the same pic from nearly every angle.